This podcast is being brought to you by Podomatic.com. Go to Podomatic.com today to start yours for free. Welcome back to Nelloscope the Podcast. I am your host, creator, and founder of Nelloscope the Podcast. And yes, we are here live doing video. I'm excited about it. Just always doing things to be more innovative to reach more people. But let's jump right into it. Let me tell you who Nelloscope is for. Nelloscope is for the independent creative who wants to level up their craft, to stand out from the crowd, and stay motivated to excel. The benefits you'll get from this show is you will learn the actionable steps that many creatives and artists took to create the brand that you've always wanted. And I know you might be asking, Nella, how will we do that? We'll do it through weekly episodes, some interviews from some very interesting people, and a whole lot of Nella monologue. So, without further ado, we're going to jump right into the topic. The topic for today is going to be mental health and music. Now, on this episode, we're going to have the topic. We're going to forego indie fire because Nelloscope is about delivering the message over entertainment. Again, our goal is to make the grind 100 times smoother. And I believe we can do that in the same vein of the Breathe episodes, because we're all about mental health and mental care. So the topic is going to be curated from billboard.com, and it's going to be mental health and music. We're going to talk about A-listers that suffer from some form of mental issues. So we're going to start off by talking about one of my favorite performers in the world, Justin Bieber, the Biebs. We're going to talk about his struggle with mental health in a 2019 Instagram post and a message to his fans, but he was very transparent and honest with his struggle with depression. Justin wrote, "It's hard to get out of bed in the morning when it feels like there's trouble after trouble after trouble, and anticipate another bad day. A cycle of feeling disappointment after disappointment. Sometimes it can even get to the point where you don't want to live anymore." Have you ever felt that way, Nella Nation? Have you ever felt that way, listener? Again, the reason for this episode, in the same vein of the Breathe episode, is to really let you know, wherever you are in the world, you are not alone. Please believe that. Here we have one of the most successful artists of our time, Justin Bieber, and he's having issues and struggling with his mental health. This episode, again, is not to belittle anyone. I want you to know that the issues of anxiety, depression, things like that that you have, you're not the only person feeling it. You're not the only person going through it. So let's talk about another star. So next, we're going to talk about Destiny Child's Michelle Williams. While co-hosting the talk in the year 2017, Michelle explained that her depression was so bad at one point while she was singing in Destiny's Child. Her depression was so bad that she was suicidal. Now, this is the group that's on top of the world, but all of that, and she was still having mental health issues. Michelle said that, "For years, I'm in one of the top selling female groups of all times, suffering with depression. When I disclosed it to our manager at the time, he was like, 'Y'all just signed a multi-million-dollar deal. You're about to go on tour. What do you have to be depressed about?'" She revealed while co-hosting on The View. She also shared that she wanted to share her struggle with the world to normalize mental health issues. Michelle goes on to say, "I was in a place where it got so dark and heavy, because sometimes you feel like I'm the provider. I take care of people. I'm not supposed to feel this way." Again, listener, wherever you are, these issues, these feelings of anxiety, depression, they are real. And I want you to know one thing before we go any further: I care about you. If you're having suicidal thoughts, if you're having thoughts of anxiety, get professional help. Call the National Suicide Line just to talk, or find somebody to talk to. these are top tier artists that we're talking about, and they suffer with mental health issues just like the rest of us. I've been clinically diagnosed with anxiety, so I'm there right along with you. Let's talk about another superstar that has had past or present mental health issues. Next, we're going to talk about Selena Gomez. In 2016, the pop star announced that she was taking a break after suffering from mental health issues due to lupus. Selena said, "As many of you know, around a year ago, I revealed that I have lupus, an illness that can affect people in different ways." She told People magazine, "I've discovered that anxiety, panic attacks, and depression can be side effects of lupus, which can present their very own challenges." So, again, what you're going through may be associated with something else. This is the third superstar that I've described to you that has had mental health struggles. And I said all this to let you know that what we're feeling, what we're going through, is a very real thing. Regardless if you have millions, billions, or trillions, it is a very, 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 very real thing. Now, one thing you'll hear me say a lot, get professional help. We're going to talk about this powerhouse of a vocalist, Miss Mariah Carey. Mariah said that until recently, she lived in denial and isolation and was in constant fear that someone would expose her. It was too heavy a burden to carry, and she said that she simply could not carry it anymore. "I sought and received treatment. I put positive people around me, and I got back to doing what I love, writing songs and making music." In People magazine, in the year of 2018, she revealed her bipolar disorder diagnosis, noting that for a while, she thought she had a bad sleep disorder. So that is a definite misdiagnosis of a mental health illness. That's why I tell you, get help. What you're feeling, the waves and waves of frustration or awe or just like it's never going to end. There may be anxiety. There may be depression. I'm not a licensed professional, so I recommend that you seek help. We're going to talk about one more, and then this topic is going to be immediately followed by a motivational quote, moments to be inspired by. Now we're going to talk about one of the best rappers of our time, Mr. K-Dot, Kendrick Lamar. When asked about his lyrics to the song "You" off his 2015 album To Pimp a Butterfly, on MTV, the rapper opened up about his fight against depression and suicidal thoughts. Kendrick said, "I pulled that song not only from previous experiences, but I think my whole life. I think everything is drawn out of that. Nothing was as vulnerable as that record. So it's even pulling from those experiences of coming up in Compton. It's pulling from the experience of going through change and accepting change. That's the hardest thing, man. Accepting change." So guys, those are just a few. And if you'll follow me on Nellascope Pod, that's NellascPod at Instagram.com. I'll be posting more because this list is very, very long. We don't have enough time to get into it. I wanted to bring this very special focused episode to my Nella Nation to let you know you are not alone. These are top tier musicians and artists and rappers that feel the same depression that you feel. So that's why I wanted to bring it to the forefront of our thinking, of our podcast. Again, this is not to belittle the stars for being transparent. It's not to belittle the way that you feel. It's to normalize mental health and self-care, because that's what I'm here for, to motivate you, to inspire you to be your best you. So now that you've seen how mental health affects music, make sure that there's only positive results in your music, in your life, and in the people all around you. Nella Nation, be well. Now it's time for Moments to Be Inspired By. This is the part of the podcast where I give motivational quotes and real life experiences that help take you or propel you, so to speak, to the next level. The next quote that I'm going to give you is one of my favorites, and it came directly from me. And I've quoted it on several other episodes, but I think it's very important in the area of anxiety and always feeling like you gotta go. I just turned 50 and I'm seeing things much more clear than I ever have in my life. The quote is simple. There is no expiration date on victory. So regardless of how long it takes you to win, as long as you're going towards success, there is not an expiration date. Get out there and live your best life. Carpe diem. Nella Nation, episode 53, it's a wrap. Guys, I want to let you know about IndieFi. It's not going away forever, but I received emails from as far as Russia, Ireland, and I want to streamline the information that I give out over entertainment, because we want to get our minds right. We want to get our mental health right. As far as being a creative, we want to have a sound body and a sound mind. Our goal, it has never changed, is to make the independent grind 100 times smoother. Let's go ahead and recap the show. On this show, our topic was mental health and music. We talked about several A-listers. We're not talking about the B-listers. We're talking about major superstars that had mental health struggles. And the purpose for that was to let you know, wherever you are, sir, ma'am, boy, girl, you're not alone. It affects everyone in all walks of life. Again, as I always say, get professional help, find you someone to talk to, and be well. I gave a moment to be inspired by from yours truly, Chris Nella. Next week, we're going to talk about a topic that's been blowing up on the internet, in my email, in my DMs. People want to talk about it, so let's talk about it here on Nellascope, the podcast. AI and music, ChatGPT, OpenAI, all these things. We're going to talk about how it can be beneficial or how it can be detrimental. We're going to talk about the pros and the cons of AI and music. But you got to tune in next week. Guys, I want you to know something before we go. I love you, but God loves you more. He is not mad at you, but he is madly in love with you. So make sure you tune in next week when we dig into AI and how it can benefit you. I'll see you next week. Same Nella time, same Nella place. It's your man, Chris Nella, the host, creator, and founder of Nellascope. Live hard, love hard, and laugh hard. It's your man, Chris Nella, and I'm gone.